The sweet peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, dear heart dwellers. This morning, I just wanted to hear from the Lord. I didn't have anything on my mind, but I wanted to know what was on his mind. So I said, Lord, I'm longing to hear your voice and to know what is on your heart. And he began, you know what the first thing on my heart is. Fish on. Meaning catching a soul, or souls who are at their end and have not yet received me. And he's been doing that with us a lot when Ezekiel goes into intercession. A lot of times he'll get the word fish on, which means there's a soul dying without the Lord. And so we all pray the divine mercy to help with his salvation, because that's one of the promises of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. He continued, it is not a glorious job being an intercessor. It is a very hidden calling. Yet the profound joy you feel when a soul is turned around, all of heaven bursts forth in jubilation. You cannot underestimate the importance of this calling. Yet there are many ways to fish for souls. Your channel is a fish gate. Each soul who embraces their cross, I use to help deliver the message and soften the heart of one who has never known my love. That's why your song is so important. He'd been reading my mind again. I never told him how feeble I felt over this song that I've been working on, like I was wasting my time or just having fun or something. Although for me, songwriting is not an easy thing. It is daunting and challenging, and I'm certainly out of practice. Jesus continued, beloved, what do you do when you really want to get closer to me? I answered him, I pray over my song list and ask Holy Spirit to speak to me through the songs on shuffle. And what does that do for you? Oh, Lord, it completely changes the atmosphere from the dregs of earth to the glory of heaven. And soon I am in your affirming arms, reconnecting with my destiny, feeling peace and joy. And so now you see, he continued, even the most simple and modest song has the ability to do all that. What could possibly be worth more? And I said, receiving you a communion? He answered, yes, but if your mind is locked up on the challenges of the day, or more likely you are mulling over the failures of the past few days, because a demon sits on your shoulder and reminds you, unless your armor is on and your focus is on me alone, the demons are guilting you. So you have no peace. No matter what you do, you feel guilty deep down inside. Claire, you can never live up to all the things you want to do for me, but you can sift them out of your life so only a few, the most important ones, are left. I want you to do this, beloved. Everyone who loves me and wants to make me happy is guilt-ridden for what they failed to do. Why? Because the devils hate peace. They hate the empowerment of my people. They hate creativity and will use voices of the past, especially parents who called musicians and artists seedy and losers of society. And yet the creativity with which I have endowed souls is one of their crowning glories, because it is through creative inspiration that I reach the world. Yes, my word does not go forth void, but artists, writers, musicians take my truth and express it in an unforgettable way. There are those who insist on drilling the Bible into the heads of others. To them, it is the only form of communication that matters. And of course, the bottom line is that that is true. But when a soul makes the word his own by living it, and his life illustrates the scriptures by his decisions, a powerful witness is forthcoming. It is a disturbing expression. If it isn't in the Bible, I don't believe it. Children, children, is toothpaste in the Bible? Is harnessed electricity in the Bible? Are microphones and videos in the Bible? Are hot air balloons and computers in the Bible? Of course not. They are tools that have been developed by your culture to make life better. A computer is neither good nor evil. It is simply a tool to be used to bring me to the lost. The fact that man is filled with pride and vanity and uses it the wrong way has no bearing on whether it is good or evil. Everything mankind has and uses can be used for strictly holy purposes. It is man who uses it for evil because evil is in his heart, along with demons egging him on. This is not a digression, by the way. I was beginning to feel, Lord, where is this going? It's not a digression. It is an illustration. There are those who use all these things that are not in the Bible, but will turn around and attack others, saying, if it's not in the Bible, I don't believe it. This is utter foolishness. Take, for instance, the Chosen series. My words are portrayed in a most unique way. Some will pick at the surface details, but I applaud what they have done by illustrating my words in an unforgettable way. Many souls have been brought to conversion by this series. They had the wrong opinion of my character. Yet this series corrects their errors, and they actually experience who I am and find that I'm not like their parents or like a man. Satan hates creative people, especially if they fall in love with me. He will use every voice from the past to discourage such a one as this from using their gift. They are highly threatening to the kingdom of darkness because they know how to communicate my love and truth. Now do you see? Both you and Ezekiel and every musician in the world will be opposed by the kingdom of darkness. They will hurl accusations at you. They will whisper condemnations in your ear. They will blanket you with an uncomfortable feeling, like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, while you're busy obeying me and working on a song or just letting go and exploring your instrument. It's all about a culture of hate. Their goal is to totally shut down your creative flow. On the other hand, they're busy encouraging the lost to put out music and films that portray hatred, violence, adultery and chaos, hopelessness. I am telling you this, my very little beloved, because you are both walking around with a fog of condemnation over your shoulder, stealing the deep peace and joy I've given you both in your gift. It is because you love me that you are constantly harassed, even without your knowledge that it is demonic. I do not condemn you. I applaud you for working on your keyboard last night. You were playing some beautiful things, but the enemy tried to steal it from you by causing strife and misunderstandings. I say to you, beloved, break on through. Do not allow them to steal from you. Take heaven by force, my bride. Heaven lives in you, Claire. Allow those living waters to flow out through your fingers. When ugliness raises its filthy head, ignore it and keep going. Don't let the voices of condemnation stop you. Ezekiel suffers from this as well. He must learn to break through and keep his helmet and armor on. Yeah, his parents definitely didn't. His father was not real proud of him for being involved in music. Both of you are very gifted. Both of you have much to give. Even though you are not out in the world, you can still contribute to my kingdom by persevering in the gifts I've given you. Will you do this? I'm trying, Lord. And you are seeing some success, but there is much, much more to come, much more for both of you. Now, those who work on the dark side will take this information and devise ways to block you. But guess what? I'm waiting for them, and they will not succeed. You who delight in shutting down my prophets and artists, you have never known the love and encouragement I would have given you had you turned to me. Rather, you are steeped in hatred, jealousy, resentment, and bitterness, and desire with all your darkened hearts to put an end to my people. But I am waiting for you. You will not succeed. In fact, life is about to become much more complicated for you, and you will not find the time to be cursing. So dire will be your circumstances. And I wanted to take an aside here and just mention John Ramirez had the experience. He was seeking God. He was being abused, and he wanted it to stop so badly. And he was seeking the Lord. He was going to Catholic church. He was an altar boy. But he felt like God never heard him, never answered him, never stopped the abuse. And I think there are a lot of people who feel that way. But the bottom line is, if there's not a truly godly person there who will intervene, then you're not going to get help. And it's very, very hard to find someone who's willing to put their own lives on hold in order to help a child that's living in a family where there's abuse. It's just really hard. The Lord does not have a lot of volunteers, but I can tell you one thing. If you have been in that situation and you leave Satanism and you become a Christian, you will be one of those people that God uses to save the afflicted. And it's just a shame that they weren't there for you when you needed them. And I apologize for the Lord, because he didn't ordain this. He didn't want it to be this way. But he just didn't have anyone to step in and take over. Jesus continued, "I have something better to give you." Here he's speaking to Satanists. "I have a heart that longs to call you friend. Yes, I long to share all the gifts of heaven with you. I long to make your life joyful and exciting. But first, you must forgive those who were used to twist your thinking into evil ways. You must forgive them and let go. Your hatred of them is poisoning you, and far from being happy in the hereafter, you are destined for the tormenting fires of hell. This is not what I want for you. This is not what you were born for. And by the way, Satan is not my brother. He was created an archangel to lead the choirs of heaven in worship until his heart conceived jealousy and he sought to supplant me. This he could not do, but he concocted lies and caused a third of my precious angels to fall in with him and become reprobate. There is no hope for Satan or those who insist on believing his lies. You have been duped. He is but a creature, and as such has no part in my divinity. He has lied to you, set you up, and is laughing you to scorn, for the day will come when your body dies, and you'll be taken to hell forcefully and tortured there for eternity. Think about it. What has Satan taught you to do? To lie, to destroy, to steal, to kill? You will know them by their fruits. Now, if you study his fruits with your intelligence, you will see that there is no way he is going to or has the power to bless you with rewards. He's out for blood, and his whole purpose is to steal life from you, not only now but forever. Contrast that to me, to how I bless, protect, and empower my people, how I look after them and teach them, how I keep my promises to them. love them and rejoice with them. You cannot understand the difference between heaven and hell. You've been sold a phony bill of goods in return for a few gifts on earth, which will not go with you when you die. Rather, they'll be used for my kingdom. Wake up. This is my red pill for you. Wake up and see that the one you have followed is a deceiver, and he hates you because you were made in my image. He's playing you to do his dirty work until that fateful moment when his demons will surround you and drag you down to hell. Listen to some of the near-death experiences and you'll see what exists after death. Now I am reaching out my hand to you. I never meant for your life to be this dark. I want you in heaven with me, with all my heart. Those who have misrepresented me or hurt you in the past were acting out of ignorance and what was done to them as a child. I have no part in such things, but your master, Satan, does. You see, he is the one who set you up and made you want to get even. He is the one behind the abuse, behind the hurt. Then he steps forward and offers you a way to get power and then get even with those who hurt you. So now your life is tied up in vendettas and getting even. This is no way to live. Come to me and I will heal you. I will not let them kill you. I will protect you and provide for you. Your life will be brighter than the noonday sun, not black as the pit. Come and taste the love I have for you. It is like nothing you've ever experienced. If you think I am lying to you, read John Ramirez. He was one of Satan's generals. He knows that dark angel better than most. He had the power, the wealth, and everything he could ever want. So why did he leave Satan's service? Read about it and you'll understand what has been hidden from you. I am inviting you to embrace truth before it is too late. Your tomorrow is not guaranteed, but death is. What awaits you is eternal torment and scorn. And the more faithful you were to him, the more he laughs and devises new torments for you, mocking your faithfulness. If I did not love you, I would not take the time to give you this message. I would let you go your own way to hell. But I do love you. I do care. I care very much. And that is why I have taken the time to tell you what has been hidden from you. Right now, America is getting her red pill. She's waking up to the corruption and lies this nation has been living in. She was on the brink of total chaos and totalitarianism, communism, but she woke up just in time. And so are you. You have been fed lies, and I'm trying to wake you up. Truth will triumph. But I do not want it to send you to the abyss. That's the end of the message.